This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's Film Room on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Ravens getting ready for the Washington Commanders. They get back at practice today. John Harbaugh's going to meet with the media. Select players. Lamar Jackson usually meets on Wednesday, and other stars as well, so stay tuned for that. But let's look back a little bit at the Cincinnati win in overtime, 41-38. Ravens had to come from behind to get that one done. We'll start with the defense. When you give up 38 points and a ton of yards, opposing quarterback throws for five TDs. Yep. It wasn't an ideal performance, was it?
No. Let's talk about the positives first. And watching the film yesterday and this morning, Justin Madubuike, I feel bad for him because he played awesome. And he was in the backfield all day. But, you know, Burrow gets rid of the ball so quick. And he was taking 65 and walking him back all day long. And Madubuike had a hell of a game. And then he got the sack there at the end of the game. And I tell you what, it was a great design by Zach Orr. We'll give Zach a little credit on that, because he had Ajabo lined up inside over the tackle, and he had Madubuike on the outside, and then basically it was a TE, tackle and twist, or an ET, and tackle twist. So Madubuike blocked the guy out, and then Madubuike came back underneath and came up free. So it was a good design of the stunt, and it was a good execution by them. And Bob, also, I thought that, you know, I kind of got on Ajabo a little bit. He did have a couple nice rushes in there, and he did play well against the run. The problem was they were hitting the quarterback, but the ball was already gone. That was the problem. And Ngakoue, he had two nice plays, Bob, but I mean, he spun move. One from the right, one from the left, and he hits the quarterback, and the ball's gone. So, I mean, they did get some pressure, but Burrow was awesome in that game. So, give them some credit, too. So, and then against the run stuff, I thought the defense played well. And Roquan thought he did a nice job in there in the run stuff. Now, the secondary, that to me was the issues, and we got to knock out all the it seems like the communication problems start when they shift and move. Then there's like pointing. Hey, you do. You know, and then like down in the end zone, the one time when Higgins catches the short touchdown pass, he comes across, moves sides, and then you see Jackson and Williams, you. And then he runs a slant route and nobody covered him. You know, that crap's got to stop. And they had some missed tackles in there, which if they're catching the ball, you got to make the tackles. They were catching a lot of the contested type catches. And let me just say, the corners, they were in position. I mean, one time, Wiggins is right on top of Chase. But you know what? Chase a hell of a player. And the throws, Bob, were like perfect throws, which was, you know, it was pretty amazing watching. But, yeah, the secondary's got to get better. Let's talk about Marcus Williams a little bit. Marcus Williams, to me, watching him, it's like he's, I don't know that he's confused. It just looks like he's disinterested because he's not playing. He's not playing physical. He's not playing fast. He's not playing violent. He's just playing. He's just out there. I showed you one clip with Eddie Jackson and Williams. They're both deep. And the ball comes towards Marcus Williams' side, and Eddie Jackson comes in flying in there, throwing his body around, making a play, and Jackson just kind of, okay. And then on the touchdown, the 70-yard touchdown, he kind of nonchalants and overruns it. His angles are poor. His tackling is poor. Just his physicality. It's kind of disappointing watching. So I don't know what's going on with him, if he's confused or what. But he plays deep. And then I went back and watched last year's film, the Kansas City game, the championship game. And he was playing with one arm, and he was playing fast and physical and throwing his body around. And I don't know what the deal is. He's healthy, but he's not. They're almost playing with 10 dudes out there. That's kind of the way it looks. But the communication stuff's got to get fixed. And, you know, in practice, they got to do a lot of shifting and moving and doing all those things. Because in this game, what they're getting ready to play, and Harb's talked about it in the Buffalo game, you got to plaster those receivers, you know. And because the deep pass to McLaren that he caught for the nice touchdown that was all over the highlight reels and everything, that was a scramble play. And you just got to stick with your guys. And that's the thing. I mean, the secondary is going to be the biggest part of winning the game Sunday. And for the Ravens to take it to the next level, for them to get their defense better, I think the pass rush guys will be fine with the addition of Ngakoue, and I think they'll be fine. The defensive front, they're studs. Roquan's playing better, you know, up front. But the secondary's got to get their act together. That's the biggest thing. I mean, if they want to get to where they want to get to, you can't be 30th in the league in pass defense, number one against the rush. And right now, and that's what we're talking, they're, the people that are playing bad, they're last. People that are playing good, they're first against the rush. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing right now, what I see with the secondary. I mean, it's not like, well, the one time Wiggins, you know, he gets beat deep, you know, because his eyes are in the backfield and lets him run by him. I mean, they have inconsistencies in the secondary, and you can't. And like this game here, you can't turn people loose. Buffalo game, Bob, what was the only way they scored? Turn the guy loose.
Yep.
Same type thing. They got to be disciplined. The upfront dudes, they're disciplined as hell. The back end, no. Totally undisciplined.
How would you assess the play of Trenton Simpson through five games?
Like in space, I think he does a pretty good job. You know, like the first two plays of the third quarter, I thought he did a real nice job reading. I mean, he can read and stuff, Bob, but what's happening to him is he's getting locked on. The linemen are getting on him, and he can't get off. He cannot get off the linemen, and that's why what's he getting, like four tackles a game? They're getting up on him, and he can't get off blocks. Whereas, you know, you watch Roquan, he knows how to kind of sliver and slide and get through those holes and make the tackles. Simpson's not there yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.